On September the 18th, Scottish voters will go to the polls to decide whether or not they want an independent country. Whichever way the vote goes, it will be historic. A yes vote would see the formation of a new country and the end of the formal union, which has existed between Scotland and the United Kingdom since the 1700s. A no vote would bring an end to a debate which has been part of Scottish politics for generations. Over the course of the next 3 days, our reporter Fiona Mitchell will look at some of the issues surrounding the ballot.
So what we'll do, we're going to split the group into two so that we can cover more area, and we'll work off the two boards, okay? Malcolm, are you okay having the board for that group? Yep, perfect. Okay. So going out to speak to people today, we've got the names off the electoral register, and it's quite...
Katrina Headley of the Better Together campaign advises supporters who have gathered for what is now an ever more frequent door-to-door canvass. In just 8 weeks, voters will decide if they want independence for Scotland. Both sides know the next weeks are crucial.
Alex Salmond, Scottish National Party, 19,550.
Independence is a choice which has been on the cards ever since the Scottish National Party took an overall majority in the UK general election of 2011. An independence referendum was a core principle of the SNP manifesto. In July of that year, SNP leader Alex Salmond took his oath as First Minister of a devolved Scottish Parliament in front of Britain's Queen Elizabeth. Even then, he referenced the party's hope that one day Scotland might go it alone.
Your Majesty, can I quote from a recent speech which you made to another nation of these islands, and one which was received with great praise and warmth. At a banquet in Dublin Castle, after an impressive opening in the Irish language that I will not attempt to emulate, you said, "Together we have much to celebrate. The ties between our people, the shared values, the economic, business and cultural links that make us so much more than just neighbours. They make us firm friends. So there is much that we share, this much we know. But the nations of these islands are also distinctive, with our own unique history and culture, our own economic challenges and our own opportunities. Some of us believe the best way to articulate that uniqueness and tackle these challenges lies within ourselves."
The most pressing challenge to tackle now for the Yes side is making sure they win the referendum. Fiona Hislop is Scotland's Cabinet Secretary for Culture and External Affairs.
The main thing is the opportunity to grow our economy and to make sure that all of Scotland can share in that. And in terms of the fairness agenda, we're pursuing that we think that the social justice that we can be achieved is a prize that's very important to us. But we want to be a voice for a good, you know, for peace and prosperity in the world, and also as a good global citizen. So we want to be internationalists and cooperative as an independent nation.
But no campaigners like the Labour member of the Scottish Parliament, Malcolm Chisholm, says the common ground between Scotland and the UK is something which the Scottish people would be wrong to walk away from.
I think I know what is fundamentally important for Scotland, because I don't think it's in the economic interests of Scotland to be an independent country. But also I think it's important for the UK, because I certainly feel solidarity with people in England, and I want to be part of their campaigns and their struggles. So I don't want to be separated off from the rest of the United Kingdom. But fundamentally, I think it's in Scotland's interest to stay part of the United Kingdom.
Along the main street of the Edinburgh area of Newington, opinion is mixed amongst business owners about how they intend to vote and what they feel independence might mean.
Well, we've tried everything else, so why not give it a chance? I think they'll be 10 million times better off. You'll just get rid of all the rubbish, start something new.
Even many Scottish people, they don't know. So what's the benefits for independence or like the together? I'm just sitting on the fence. All politicians, they don't explain this is like good or this is bad.
I think there'll be a change. You know, we've got to kind of vote for independence first and then work on other issues in Scotland, you know, and then once we've got our independence, we can work on that, eh? And then the quicker we get that, the better it will be, you know, because then we can blame ourselves for our own mistakes.
While the gap between the two sides has occasionally narrowed in the polls, the no side has remained consistently ahead. But on the campaign trail, people like Malcolm Chisholm know there's no room for complacency.
I think the polls are fairly consistently showing that no is ahead, but nobody is complacent because there's still, as it's 8 or 9 weeks to go, and, you know, definitely things could happen, changes could take place. So we're all campaigning very hard. It's such an important vote. I think what I say to people is this is not a general election. This is forever. So it's very important.
That's Malcolm Chisholm, Labour MSP, ending that report. And tomorrow Fiona will look at the economic implications of the independence debate.